Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm honored to be here.
He can tell you what you can expect.
I expect you to stick to the deadlines you've agreed to.
I'm straight up mentally ill.
And I expect to be treated as such.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go with the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Who needs Batman versus Superman when you have good old Teddy versus Donald Trump? Bring it on, kids. Oh, you can't make this stuff up. Warner Brothers wishes they had this garbage. All right, so let's start with the fun. It all started yesterday with, Donald Trump retweeted a meme with that unflattering picture of Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, and Cruz responded by saying, well, you're a sniveling coward. And, and everyone was having, and I certainly was, yesterday was like Friday for me.
It's not easy to tick me off. I don't get angry often. But you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time. Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
So will you support him as the nominee?
I'm going to beat him for the nomination. I am answering the question. Donald Trump will not be the nominee.
We practice that. I can imagine him in the mirror practicing that over and over again.
Oh, my God. And that's last night on Kimmel. Okay, so it gets better. And then he was busted because he actually stole a line from the American president. Yes, remember the movie with Michael Douglas? I mean, here's Teddy, a monster, claiming that he can quote every line from The Princess Bride. But apparently, he must be down with the American president, too, because listen to item A.
Last night, Donald threatened my wife. He went directly after my wife. And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
Her league, his league. And then Michael Douglas.
You want a character to debate, Bob? You better stick with me because Sidney Ellen Wade is way out of your league.
And now Ted Cruz.
Last night, Donald threatened my wife. He went directly after my wife. And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
And now there's today. Oh, this is so much fun. So what drops today? The National Enquirer. And now it's the National Enquirer. What the hell, Drex? You got to remember. Remember Gary Hart on the cover of the National Enquirer, Jesse Jackson, John Edwards, just a few infamous examples of how they floored and grounded those campaigns. So bring it on. All right, so this happens today. National Enquirer publishes this story, a hooker, a teacher, and coworkers. Five romps that will destroy Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz, what did he do today on this? It's not Good Friday. It's Excellent Friday. What did he do? He held a press conference immediately to go after Donald Trump for this story. Hold on. When you hear this, it's going to get better. Here's part one.
3 days ago, Donald Trump sent out a tweet threatening my wife, Heidi, attacking her directly. Now, Heidi has done nothing to Donald. The next day, the National Enquirer published a story. It is a story that quoted one source on the record. Roger Stone, Donald Trump's chief political advisor. Let me be clear, this National Enquirer story is garbage. It is complete and utter lies. It is a tabloid smear. And it is a smear that has come from Donald Trump and his henchmen. It is attacking my family. And what is striking is Donald's henchman, Roger Stone, had for months been foreshadowing that this attack was coming. It's not surprising that Donald Trump's tweet occurs the day before the attack comes out. And I would note that Mr. Stone is a man who has 50 years of dirty tricks behind him. He's a man for whom a term was coined for copulating with a rodent.
Oh! Turns out you're pink. Oh, hold on.
Donald Trump may be a rat, but yeah. I have no desire to copulate with him.
No desire to copulate.
And this garbage does not belong in public.
Well, apparently it does, the copulating and such. Panties on fire, because are you ready for this? It only gets better. In the last few hours, the Daily Beast is recording that Ted Cruz's affair rumors were most likely peddled by Marco Rubio's allies. Oh, my God, you can't make this stuff up. Come on. You dumbass. Now he's going to sue you to smithereens. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, I don't need to see Batman versus Superman. Just, you know, first of all, come on, Ted Cruz. I mean, you're responding to the National Enquirer immediately when they dropped this story today. Are you insane on Good Friday? First of all, you blow it off, man. I mean, what if you step in front of the microphones when the Enquirer says something, I mean, doesn't it make you look a little guilty? It's just, it seems a little awkward, doesn't it?
Awkward. Just saying. That's what I was thinking earlier. Awkward. What are you doing, dude? I mean, I guess you had to go back out. You wanted to go home to Heidi tonight. Do you think Heidi said, get the hell out there and fix this? It's your mess. It's your mess, man. Now you better fix it. I don't know what the hell she said. But now, you know, he goes after Trump. And it's being reported that it was peddled by Marco Rubio's allies.
So if you enjoyed daydreaming about Ted Cruz's sex life, then today is our lucky day. We've hit the jackpot. So the National Enquirer alleged that the senator had five extramarital affairs, and the descriptions it provided of the woman, of these women, along with barely pixelated headshots of them, left little to D.C. insiders' imaginations as to who the Enquirer had accused of being Cruz's partners, okay? A hooker, a teacher, and co-workers. Five romps that will destroy Ted Cruz, the Enquirer piece boldly claimed. In an article that includes a wild sex in the closet allegation. Cruz fired back and went after Donald Trump. Now, you know how litigious he is. This is a party in Donald's pants. Not, oh my God, you are copulating in Donald's pants. Your panties are on fire, dude. And I can't wait for a very, very, very excellent Monday. On that point, we'll be back on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. On KGO 810. Have a great holiday, Ted. What does the fox say? Better hide your Easter eggs. Just saying, dude. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's days like this. I say to myself, Drex, you know, I would do this for free. It's just too much fun. I love being on the radio. I want to play this. Now, guess who this is? Oh, it's Cole Swindell. But guess who's singing with him? Take a listen.
Well, I was drunk. Hey, my mama. Got out of prison.
It's Peyton Manning, Omaha.
And I went to pick her up in the rain.
It's not that, it's pretty
Whoa, close. Before I could get to the station in my pickup truck.
What happened?
Come on. She got run over by a damn old I never mind.
call me by my name, Ted Cruz. Peyton Manning, Omaha, which means go the other way. And if I were Teddy, I would. Time to switch formats. That one's not working, dude. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to roll through the fun stuff. And we're going to have fun because it's the late night, late show wrap up. So let's start with Snoop Dogg has a new web series called Planet Snoop. Now, where he narrates the nature videos like he did for Kimmel last year. And he wants to do Planet Earth, but they haven't given him permission to do that because Planet Earth, the PBS series, is coming out again with new stuff. And he's asked to do it, but I don't think they're going to let him. So he's doing it on his own, and he's doing it on YouTube. Oh, so this is, he's narrating, let me see here. This is between a squirrel and a snake.
A squirrel versus snake. The snake gonna whoop him. This is an easy win, man. This is an easy win for the snake. Why are you not biting back? All you gotta do is hit him in the head right now. Go and hit him right now. Strike him, strike him, strike him. There you go, back him up. Back him up. This squirrel is hard. What gang he from? I got my money on the squirrel, cuz. Don't get scared, get the money. Oh, there you go, over the top. Oh, he got him, he went for the head, he got him. He got him in the head, cuz. He got him, cuz. Squirrel got him. Now, if he can bust a nut, you know he can bust a snake head over. No problem. That's the nut buster right there.
I've never seen anything like that.
I ain't never seen no like this either. A squirrel beat a snake? Man, he rocked him. That squirrel belongs to a gang.
And then there was the 37-year-old guy in North Carolina who was arrested for an outstanding warrant, a couple days ago, for not returning his VH copy of Freddie Got Fingered from 14 years ago. This is how that went down.
He says, sir, I pulled you over for your brake lights. And I'm like, okay. So I gave him the driver's license. My left brake light was out, yes. They take my license, make us sit there for about a half hour. They come back to the car. Sir, can you step out of the vehicle? I'm like, why? He looks at me and he says, we ran your name and there's a warrant from 2002 for a VHS movie called Freddie Got Fingered that you rented from a mom and pop video store in Kannapolis. And I thought he was joking. Like, I thought it was candy camera, punk type of situation. And I asked him, can I see proof of the warrant? He took me back, showed me the name, showed me the address. And I was like, yeah, that's me, you know, but I mean, I do not recall that movie. I don't recall any of that. And I've been stopped several times since then, been in plenty of license checks, had my license ran, was in court 9 or 10 times with her.
That movie was never brought up.
Never brought up, not once.
Well, apparently in North Carolina, not only do they have a gay bias law that is drawing sharp backlash, but they also obviously don't have a statute of limitations for something that happened 14 years ago today. Freddie Got Fingered with Tom Green. So Tom Green was in Australia, and they brought this whole thing up to him.
I called him.
Oh, you did?
I actually called him. I saw the story was tweeted to me by one of his friends, then tweeted me. And I contacted him. I got his phone number. I called him up. And he didn't know I was going to call. And he answered the phone. And I said, Daddy, would you like some sausage? Which is a line from the movie. And we had a good laugh about it. And I think it's sort of an example of how, you know, bureaucracy can get out of control, right?
Oh, my God. And, you know, that movie, Freddie Got Fingered from 14 years ago. Yes, he wrote and directed and starred in it, Tom Green. And has an 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, let's take a listen.
Sausage. Oh, sausage. Look, honey, our boy's sausage. A genius. Sausage.
He's rigged a pulley system so he can eat sausage and work on sausage. His stupid drawings. Sausage.
I'm being creative? Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage? Sausages, sausages.
A hooker, a teacher, and co-workers, five romps that will destroy Ted Cruz, says the National Enquirer today. And Tom Green says...
I think it's a scary situation. I think he could possibly win.
It could happen, you know.
It's a very strange situation. You know, I mean, he fired me. He's obviously, you know, made a bad decision there. Right?
So, Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, on the Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah, I got fired because I went out drinking with Dennis Rodman on the night I was the project manager. So maybe it was a good decision.
But that was Trump, not Cruz. So we need to straighten that out. All right. Let me see. So we got Planet Snoop. Oh, I love this. This is a great story. So some of the tabloids, speaking of tabloids, are saying that Jessica Biel is pregnant, and she's not, and she addressed that rumor yesterday on Ellen.
But you're preparing for your next child because I read that you're pregnant.
I know. Isn't it exciting, guys?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about these things. I feel like, man, I thought I was doing good with my yoga practice. I thought I was in the gym, but no, I have a gut, apparently.
Wow. I've heard Portia and I are getting divorced, and I've asked her about it, and she doesn't know anything about it either.
Right.
So,
yeah. I heard that. I called Justin. I was like, are we? No. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. You asked him if you were pregnant?
Yeah. He usually knows more than I do about everything. Yeah.
So. Oh, my God. Did you ever do that? I mean, I'm guilty. I did it. So several years ago when I was in Chicago, there was this girl who I was very good friends with, and she was very pregnant. And, you know, she's like 8 months. And I walk into the room, and there is another lady with her, and I was very friendly with the pregnant lady. Not that friendly, but I was very pregnant with the pregnant, friends with the pregnant lady. And the other lady looked like she was pregnant. So I walk in. Ted Cruz, everybody, everywhere. Okay. Oh, look. Two wonderful, beautiful, pregnant ladies. The other lady wasn't pregnant. Oh, my God. What the hell do you do then? Oh, Drex, what a dumbass. Have you ever done that? I mean, you know, Fred, you remember Fred Flintstone when he would shrink down?
No.
She says, I'm not pregnant. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. What do you do? Oh. I could have cried. We're going to discuss that next, as a matter of fact. Men crying, that's on the way. Yes, and all sorts of stupid news. Why not? It's Friday night. It's a good Friday night. And with Ted Cruz and, you know, Trump going at it, with Marco Rubio included and the National Enquirer, it's a very good, good Friday on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. All right, let's do this. Jimmy Kimmel Live, kids on the street talking about women getting paid less than men.
Why do you think women get paid less than men for the same jobs?
Girls don't work as hard as the boys.
What are they doing instead of working hard?
Doing other stuff.
Like what kind of other stuff?
Texting and running on the track.
Why do you think that women get paid less than men?
I think these are very underrated because they can do more, but people expect them to do less.
What kind of more can they do?
Well, a lot of people underestimate them, and they could do so much more. There's jobs that men can't do that women can.
Like what?
Like, they can be an actress if they want.
And a man can't be an actress.
Well, they can do whatever their heart tells them to do.
How come the woman gets paid less?
Well, probably because women care about shopping more than work.
Have you ever seen that happen?
No, but I think it.
Why do you think that women make less money than men?
Because men work harder. Harder in, like, real estate and other jobs.
How do you know that?
Because my dad's a real estate agent.
Have you ever seen a female real estate agent?
Yes, I've seen a couple.
And you think they don't work as hard?
I think they slouch.
Why do you think women make less money than men?
I don't know. The world's just a messed up place.
The world's just a messed up place, and we'll cry about that in a second. But first, I have something fun. KGOA 10 has a special invitation for you and the family to cheer on our San Jose Sharks next Thursday. Well, actually, it will be coming this Thursday night, March 31st, as they take on the Vancouver Canucks at the SAP Center. And I'll tell you what, we'll take caller 10 right now, and you'll score a family four-pack of tickets, all right? So the number's 80-8810, 808-0810. Tickets for the game are still available for as low as $35 at sasharks.com/tickets. Okay, so let's get to the crying situation. A lot of men in tears, Ted Cruz tonight. Okay, so you can probably count on one hand the number of times you've seen your dad cry, right? But the times, they are a-changing. A new study found that men today are 3 times more likely to cry in public than their fathers. Here's some interesting results from that survey. So the average man has cried in public 14 times in his adult life. Their fathers cried an average of only 5 times in their lives. I'm trying to think, my own father. Yes, I don't think so. I don't think I could count that many. 40% of men have cried in front of other people in the past year. The average man cries 30 times a year total between his public and private sessions. Well, public and private sessions. Okay. It lasts an average of 2 minutes and 18 seconds each time. I love this study. Who does this? I don't know. So 30 times a year, 80% of men have cried over a television show. 20% have cried over a news story, and 13% have cried because of sports. Oh, well, yeah. Half of men have tried to explain crying away, saying there was something in their eyes. 1 in 3 have tried to hide it by yawning. 10% blame their contacts, and other 3 claim that they got hot sauce in their eye. The survey also found that women cried 62 times a year, twice as often as men, on average more than once a week. Hey, a good cry is great. You know, it just seems to me that in the moment when you're supposed to cry, sometimes I can't cry. But then you'll see something on television or something weird and it just kind of sets you off. Who doesn't love a good cry, man? I mean, you know, right on. Bring it on. I guess at the appropriate time and place, right? Okay, let's get to the food porn. Put that crying thing over there and save that for Monday when we see what happens with the Ted Cruz versus Donald Trump battle. Forget Batman versus Superman. This one's much better. This one gets 10 stars. Okay, so let's talk about food porn. So this is a really big thing. Anybody that's on Instagram or, you know, you're looking on Facebook, everybody's into the food porn now, and I know it drives a lot of people nuts, but I don't know. I've got several stories that I stapled all together, so let's get to it. We've all got at least a few friends who seem to be incapable of eating the food if they don't take a picture of it and share it first. Well, that's why food porn exists. So this study looked at the photos of the hashtag food porn on Instagram and figured out the 5 types of food Americans share pictures of most, which is, this is crazy. 5 barbecue, okay, 4 tacos, 3 bacon. Not sure I understand why. Who doesn't love bacon? But taking pictures of it, I don't know. Sushi is number 2, and the number 1 food item for food porn is shrimp. They also found that the top 10 food people share worldwide are pictures of chocolate, cake, pizza, salad, burgers, ice cream, chicken, pasta, and cheese. And also, while we're on the food porn craze here, I don't know, and I'm reluctant to even talk about this stuff because it just encourages bad behavior on social media. But, okay. Why are you laughing? This is no joke. Okay, so this study done at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia and at the University of San Diego, so it was a shared thing, found that taking a picture before you eat actually makes your food taste better. So this explains, this used to be a very, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, a very Japanese kind of Asian thing. I always thought, but it's caught on here in America, and why not? Here's why. When you pause to take a picture of your food and possibly share it on Instagram, the delayed gratification makes you enjoy it even more once you start eating it. So it's a psychological thing, I suppose. There's one catch. The researchers found that the effect only works with unhealthy food. What? If you Instagram your salad, it's still going to feel like you're choking down a salad once you start eating. But if you take a picture of your chocolate-covered fried chicken, well, it'll taste even better once you start mowing it down. Okay. And then there's this. Here's a new diet that doesn't require you to cut out any foods on any of your diets or even exercise, but it does require you to pretend that you're in the middle of a kinky bondage session every time that you eat. So this study found that people who blindfolded themselves took in 10 fewer calories because they felt full compared to the people who could actually see their food. They blindfolded people and estimated they'd eaten 88% more calories than they actually had. The researchers found that the blindfolds worked for 2 reasons. Number 1, because they stop you from eating for pleasure. And number two, eating with a blindfold on stops you from following your biological instinct to eat everything in front of you. Yeah, that's why I do it. I mean, I just can't imagine myself doing it. I'd be eating my damn finger. You know what I'm saying? I mean, good God. That's what ended up happening. Okay. Not Freddy got fingered. Drex got fingered. Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with the good news on KGOA 10.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite wedding fail tweets from you guys. Here we go. This first one's from at Taylor's mom, DRK. She says, my dad lost weight for my wedding and during our father-daughter dance, his pants fell down.
No one was watching. Nobody watches that part, honey.
This one's from Serg Carol. She says, my aunt had her wedding by a lake, and then a couple guys kept driving past on a boat yelling, don't do it, man! Oh, no. Come on.
Show a little class.
This is from at Val Rob. She says, while preparing for my wedding, my dad kept referring to save the dates as STDs.
Honey, I just gave an STD to your grandmother. Very exciting news.
We're going to serve crabs.
It's the big day is here.
This one's from at Laura Ann 04. She says, during my cousin's wedding, the pastor kept pronouncing her name as Corn. Her name is Corinne. Do you, Corn, take this now? This one here is from at Sandy McDermott. She says, my uncle carried a bottle of whiskey and one shot glass around the reception, charging $5 for every shot. I want to hire him now.
I know that guy.
I want to hire that guy. He sounds fun.
That sounds like a great uncle.
Yeah. This last one's from at Lady Merle 3. She says, the church sign read on my wedding day, God can make miracles out of mistakes.
There you go.
And yeah, we were talking about that last night, so they were using them. So good stuff. All right. He was talking about weird names. And so this is this thing, this discussion that's going on Reddit.com right now, trending, and I just took a look at it. So the discussion is, what's the worst name you ever heard? Right now, trending number one is Elizabeth. Elizabeth? Who names their kid Elizabeth? Number two is Beverly with a B. Okay. Little Sweet Meat? Oh, my God. Okay, Teddy Cruz, there you go with your National Enquirer story. He was Daddy's Little Sweet Meat. My God. Colon? Panthe? Jarica? Apparently, the parents were torn between Jessica and Erica, so they just blended them together and got a Jarica. I love those combination names. Aren't they awesome? And then Erica, pronounced Erica, but spelled A-I-R-W-R-E-C-K-A. Erica. Okay, people. All right. Think about it before you doze it. Yeah. And then after you doze it, think about the name that you're going to stick with your kid for the rest of its life. All right. So let's see here. You know, I wasn't going to get into this, but because I thought it was ridiculous from the CDC, but actually it's from the FDA. But then I thought, well, you know what? This sounds like me because the whole Easter thing with boiling eggs. I remember having to call mom to ask her how to boil a damn egg. This is the life that we lead now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, especially if you're a guy, do you know how to boil an egg? I mean, it's very simple, right? Well, no. So you don't drop it in the boiling water so it can splash up and burn you, right? So you're actually supposed to put the eggs in the pot first, fill it with cold water, and bring it to a boil, then turn the stove off and let them sit in the hot water for how long, do you think? Because this is always the big fight. How long do they sit in the hot water? Anybody? Everybody fight about this now because this is a big deal. 12 minutes. Don't dye an egg if it cracks while you're boiling it. Well, yeah, jeez. if you can still eat it, but cracks let the bacteria in, so you shouldn't dye it or handle it that much. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Once you boil the eggs, keep them in the refrigerator. Hard-boiled eggs actually spoil faster than raw eggs do. That's interesting to me. Didn't know that. Because they lose their protective coating, then the bacteria can get through the tiny pores and in the shell and make you sick. Don't use real eggs if you're doing an Easter egg hunt. Really? Did you need to tell us that? All right. And don't wait too long to eat them. Hard-boiled eggs stay fresh for about a week. See, that's the thing about eggs. I never look at the expiration. I mean, you know, unless I open the refrigerator door and there's a chicken in there, I'm thinking it's okay. Unless there's a cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm all right. I don't have a problem with eggs. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to talk about Tom Hanks. Do you remember this? Tom Hanks is having fun. He found his niche on social media. His Twitter feed has basically become lost and found for random items he came across. Now, if you recall, last year he found a girl's college ID during a walk in the park in New York and then used Twitter to connect and so she could get it back. And he's tweeted about how a man found his credit card on a New York street and then returned it to him. So now, Tom, this is what he's doing. He's taken to posting photos of everything like missing socks, gloves, shoes, forks, and all these unknown items, along with witty comments under them. And they're all lost items. He's not actually trying to find the item's owners, although he does include a location occasionally. It's just something apparently he's found fun thing and it's something to do. And, you know, if you're missing a glove or something, and I don't know, a sock or shoe, you should follow his Twitter feed. And now you know. All right, now I'm looking for the good news. There's got to be some somewhere. Well, the good news is the whole thing that's going on with Trump and Ted Cruz, I tell you. So if you missed it, don't worry. Just turn on a television or a radio near you and you'll hear about it. Because the greatest thing about the Ted Cruz and the affair romp, and this happened with the Inquirer today, the National Enquirer alleged that the senator had five extramarital affairs, and the descriptions it provided of the women in the area, along with the barely pixelated headshots of them, left little to D.C. insiders' imaginations as to who the Enquirer accused Cruz of fooling around with. And the National Enquirer headline is "A Hooker, a Teacher, and Co-Workers, Five Romps That Will Destroy Ted Cruz." And Ted Cruz vehemently went after Donald Trump today. However, a few hours ago, the Daily Beast broke this news that the Ted Cruz affair rumors peddled by Marco Rubio allies. Whoops. I smell a lawsuit and a lot of fun on Monday. So today's a good Friday, and Monday will be a very, very excellent Monday. Okay, so let's get to the good news. I do have good news. Unless I trashed it. Oh, wait a second. Trex, don't trash the good news. Okay, so here it is. There's a mail carrier in Vermont found an unconscious man lying on the side of the road and ended up saving his life with CPR. And then went on to finish the rest of his route because depends where you're from. And the mail carrier's name is George Clifford. 72-year-old victim was Michael Hefner, who was out for a walk and had, I guess, a heart attack. Let's take a listen.
As I got closer, it was pretty obvious that, you know, it was a person. Got out, ran over to him, and he's not breathing, no pulse. And I checked a pulse on his wrist also, checked for a pulse, and I honestly believed he had passed. And right about then, the man gasped for air. And I just said, holy expletive, to the 911 operator. And I said, he just took a breath. The worst part about this whole experience for me was not knowing what happened to him. And then to find out, when his son called me that night, he said, yeah, he came home this afternoon. And I was just elated. I don't want any attaboys or any of that. I just hope the guy's doing good.
And then he finished delivering the mail, like a good postman should. Postperson, sorry. And that's the good news. All right, have yourself a very good Friday and an excellent Christmas and an Easter and... It's like Christmas for me. I can't wait for Monday. All right, so have a great holiday weekend and enjoy your Easter. And John Batchelor is coming up next on the Drex Radio Show, after the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Oh, my God. What is happening? It's time for me to go home. I've had enough. John Batchelor's next on KG. I know, right? What the hell does the fox say? Time for drugs to go home. John Batchelor's next on KGO A10. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.